Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived. Always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world. How you know?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. Until the rest of the world say your prayer. Lock your door. Your family has returned. Run.
With your host,
Dear Kitty, Kitty, Kitty. Yeah, kitty.
You forgot to say please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Now I've heard it said a few times by a couple of different people that maybe I have a big ego. As good as I am, I should have the biggest ego on the planet. Hell, after all, I am that damn good.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Who's gonna teach you how to dance? Who's gonna show you how to fly? Who's gonna call you on the lame, dope, smoking, slacking little sucker you are?
And welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
You know, it wouldn't be this show if there was a technical glitch of any kind at the very start of the show. And there was, which is amazing because it's The Rack. And it will probably only be that way for two more weeks. Yes, you can join in the you can join in the conversation, and I'm going to talk for a minute as hopefully things adjust back to normal, by following us on Twitter at WildTalkRadio, at Rack Radio Show, or at Lynn's Ward. Thanks for tuning in on Gerwick.net, PWMania.com, Wild Talk Radio, or RackRadioShow.com.
Yay, crappy internet. Hi, everybody. Sorry about that. I tried to push through internet radio live. You gotta love it. Yay, technical difficulties this week. Our interwebs are sick. And our server is sick. And I'm sick. But we're pushing through.
We're pushing. Push it real good. I don't know. That was stuck in my head, didn't I? Because I watched Big Bang Theory. Anyway, moving along, he says. Again, you can check us all out. Thanks to Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs, for joining us on this fine, fine program, being one of the proud sponsors of this very show. And we have a lot to get into tonight. We're going to give you the news. We got NXT. We got a pay-per-view to cover, don't we?
We're talking all about Fastlane tonight, but that's coming late in the show. I say we don't delay. We jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at PWMania.com and TNAsylum.net. And it's kind of a toss-up in terms of what the biggest story of the week is, but I think we have to talk about Wade Barrett. I think we just need to lead with that because there are some shenanigans going on here. It was reported earlier this week that Wade Barrett had given notice to WWE that he was not going to re-sign his contract, and he's done this summer. But then Barrett tweeted out that, oh, he just got a bunch of really nice messages, and he has no idea why. But he's really grateful that he got some really nice messages.
And he's 100% focused on WWE right now, being the key word in all that right now.
Now.
He did not deny any of them. But,
no, he has not denied the rumors.
No, and it's not a... Okay, Pro Wrestling Sheet... Yeah, ProWrestlingSheet.com is the one who reported it. And he's the former TMZ guy, and he gets... He doesn't report rumors. He reports facts, and whenever he gets a story, he confirms the story. And a lot... I would say all the stories he's talked about on his website have been true.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from the James Dorman stuff to the stuff with Sonny and everything like that. He's come up pretty accurate. So I believe this story is 100% true, that he will not renew his contract in June. because he is not happy with the direction he is going.
And I can understand that. I mean, it's Bate is kind of one of those guys that seems to be cursed, because it's like he'll get ahead of steam behind him, and he'll start getting over, and everything will be going great, and then he gets hurt.
Right. It's one of those things where he's always, like, he gets a push, he's on a roll, he's Intercontinental Champion, he's something, he's on a roll, and then bam, a minor injury, a major injury pops up, and it just derails his career. We don't have to look any further back than right now. He's a part of League of Nations, right?
Right.
But is he wrestling? No.
Nope.
No. He's injured. He cannot physically compete. They allow him at ringside, but anytime something physical gets involved, he ducks out of the way, or he's not involved because he's hurt. So again, once you start getting that push, you have to wonder. You cannot rely on Wade Barrett. And that sucks, because he is very talented. He's a talented individual, going all the way back to the Nexus days.
Oh, God, he's tremendously talented. He's great at what he does. He's a fantastic heel. Absolutely adore Wade Barrett. I think he's a tremendous talent, but unfortunately, it's kind of one of those things that it's like, again, once you get behind him, he's gone. And it's like, oh, crap, he's hurt again. And then you forget about him because he's gone for extended periods of time. We're not talking, I mean, the first one was, I think, where he broke his, or he tore his pec, or he tore something in his arm because he banged the elbow wrong.
It's been a lot of injuries.
And he was gone for like 6 months, and then he came back, and something else happened, and he was gone for another 3 to 6. I mean, he's gone for extended periods of time, and it's really hard to get behind somebody that is just gone. And it's not his fault. It's not anybody's fault. It just happens. He's one of those guys. Kind of like Ziggler, who, you know, it's like Dolph kept getting hurt there for a while. And Dolph was injury prone. And it's like you have a hard time getting behind Dolph. I like him. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a great talent. But it's just really hard to depend on him to be there when he's constantly getting hurt. So I can understand Barrett's frustration. I can understand that it's like, well, I have all this talent and I'm stuck in a foursome with a bunch of other guys that they really don't know what to do with. And that's what the League of Nations is. It's like they have all these four really talented guys, or I should say three really talented guys, and Rusev together.
Hey, Rusev's not bad.
Rusev's talented, but I don't think he's on the level that everybody else is in that group.
No. Because he's not as experienced just yet.
But it's good for Rusev because he can learn. But you have these four guys that they have no idea what to do with.
Yeah, Barrett in 2012 dislocated his elbow. Then he separated his shoulder when getting thrown into the barricade at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's, again, injury after injury after injury. And the injuries take him out of action for a while.
And now it's his neck, which is hugely problematic, because if he's having neck problems, then that's going to lead to a bigger issue if he doesn't take care of it. And so now it's, well, we're going to let you be there. Yeah, we're going to let you sit up because we need you. And no, you're not going to be involved because you're not medically cleared. So it's got to be very difficult to be there and be a part of it, but not really be a part of it.
Yeah, he has a nerve injury in his neck. And that's, according to Pro Wrestling Sheets, back in December, they reported that he has a nerve injury. They reported he won't be out long, and again, he's been out 2 months, but they won't let him sort of wrestle. As you notice, Sheamus came back early from his injury to wrestle this past week. So it's like, okay, so what's up with Barrett? And again, they made him King of the Ring, which was great, and you figured he would have a push. He was doing a movie, and that's interesting. Now that I think about it, that's kind of interesting, that he's not re-signing and they have a movie with him coming out at some point.
Well, it's interesting because when he went to do the movie, he changed his Twitter handle from Wade Barrett to Stu Bennett.
Yeah, so it seems like he's been planning this move for some point in time. Which is not surprising because, you know, you just can't one day say, oh, right off the bat, I'm leaving. No, he's probably been thinking about this for a while to sort of move on and do something else with his life. Because, let's see, how old is Wade Barrett? I would go to WWE.com, but you can't find anything on WWE.com.
At the moment, I think he's 35.
Yeah, he is 35 at this point. So it's like, he's not a spring chicken anymore. So it's like, okay, do I continue down this path, or do I find something else? And for him, maybe getting out of the ring, clearing his head, and maybe doing something in Hollywood, maybe doing wrestling back in England. Who knows? it could be something where he's tired of it. Because a wrestler is a grind. Being a wrestler is a grind.
Well, I mean, a change is as good as a rest. So it's probably something he's hurting. He has problems. So it's, okay, well, I'm going to write my contract out. Because he's checked out. So it's like, all right, I'll write it out because it's a paycheck. And it beats not having one because he's probably been preparing to do whatever he's going to do next. And like you said, he may do Hollywood. He may go home. He may decide he wants to go back to England and he wants to stay in England for a while and be with his family and his friends because he's been here a long time. And as you said, it's a grind. It's hard. And it's just maybe he needs to rest. Maybe he needs to recover. And maybe he just wants to move on. Or he wants to continue wrestling, but he wants to do it in England. Or maybe he's seeing success for Galloway in TNA. Maybe he wants to follow suit.
Maybe he's tired of being a mid-card guy and figures, okay, I could be a mid-card guy here or go somewhere else and be a main eventer somewhere else and just try something different. Because again, it's getting away from the norm. And for him, WWE's been the norm since, what, 2009, 2010?
Something like that, because he was down in developmental for a long time.
He came to Ohio Valley Wrestling in 2016, went to Florida Championship Wrestling in 2008. So he was down in developmental for 4 years before coming up.
Yeah, he was down there a long time. Because he and Sheamus, I think, came in right around the same time, and Sheamus went up before he did.
Yeah, Sheamus.
But it took Sheamus a long time to get on the roster as well.
Yeah, it did. I remember producing a show back in 2008 on this network, and there's the guy Joe Burgett, and he would always talk about Sheamus and how good Sheamus is, and Sheamus O'Shaughnessy, how good this guy is. It's like, okay, one day. And then a few months later, a year later, he showed up on TV. It's like, oh, I remember that guy. So it was all the way back then where people were talking about this kid. And it's like, okay, that's cool. So yeah, he was down there since 2006 and came up in 2009. Barrett came up a year later. So yeah, for the guys like them who had to pick up their lives and come over here, it's like, at some point, it's like, maybe I just want to go home. And for him, maybe the 6-7 years of being in WWE, it's enough.
Well, he's probably been smart with his money. He's probably saved it. He's been making a pretty good paycheck, I would guess. So it's okay. I made what I want to make. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to leave. I should note, he's not retiring from WWE. He is leaving of his, based on this, his own volition. So he's not being fired. He's not quitting. And he's not retiring. He's simply opting not to renew his contract and is leaving on what everybody believes to be good terms. So there is a chance that he goes away for a year, 2 years, recovers, reinvents himself, and potentially takes another run at WWE.
Could happen. It could.
Or he goes home, he gets married, he and his wife have 20 kids, and he's a family man for the rest of his life.
Is he married?
No, Waybearer is not married.
Oh, that's right, because we found told he was. He wants to date Alicia Fox.
He once dated Alicia Fox. He does currently have a girlfriend. Could be he wants to marry the girlfriend and they want to move, you know? It's a hard life. And maybe he's getting to that point where he does want to settle down and he does want to have a family. And for the guys, I think it's harder in some ways because it's like the girls get pregnant, the girls have the baby, and it's kind of almost expected for the girls to retire. It's extremely sexist for that to happen, but most of the time when the divas get pregnant, they're done because they want to stay home with their baby. They want to raise their child. For the guys, they don't get that option, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like for them, it's like it's hard, you know, for anybody in that business, it's hard to date. It's hard to establish a relationship. It's hard to marry somebody. It takes a long time. And it's like if you have kids, it's like, oh, you know, you're potentially away when the baby is born. You miss a lot because you're gone on the road. So it's like you don't really get to experience with your family. So in a lot of ways, it's harder on the guys because the girls do have the option to be there. They don't have to be. They can go out on the road again and they can work and there's nothing stopping them from doing that. But there's this kind of expected option that they won't. The guys, they don't have that. It's, you know, your wife has a baby. Oh, hey, great. You know, you can take like a week off or something to go see the baby. And then you're expected to be back.
Yeah.
And so for him, it's probably he's 35. Maybe he's met somebody that he wants to settle down with. And maybe he wants to settle down and take the time to do that properly. And maybe he wants to have a family. I mean, it's the options at this point are really unlimited for him in terms of why he's doing this. Because, again, he has not denied it, but he has not confirmed it, and he has not given his reasons why. He said he would elaborate when the time came.
Meaning June.
So, we will follow up on this in June.
Yeah, we will. We'll follow up on it coming up in June, probably, or maybe May, whatever. Whenever he officially announces he is leaving WWE.
Yes. And speaking of leaving WWE in the summer, we have follow-up from last week where we were talking about Daniel Bryan. Well, they've been making the media rounds, and Brie got asked the question, well, when are you going to retire? And Brie...
She kind of sort of said, soon.
Yeah, Brie basically has given all indications it is going to be sooner rather than later. Some people are saying summer. I think it's going to be after Mania. I think she's going to get that one last payday, and then that's going to be it. It could be after Fastlane, but Brie Bella's time in WWE is definitely coming to a close.
Yeah,
which isn't a surprise.
No, it's not a surprise. And we talked about it last week on the show, where we think that she probably is wrapping things up. Yeah, the reporter for Good Morning America said that it was basically hinted sometime this summer, whatever that means. Will she be around till her contract is up? Who knows? I have a feeling she'll be done. She'll be at WrestleMania, unless she has a desire to stay in the ring. I don't see her popping up much after WrestleMania. She may stay on the payroll till the summer, but I get this feeling we may not see much more of Brie Bella, and that's a shame because I like Brie. I like the Bella twins when they're around. They're fun for Total Divas, but I don't mind the Bella twins. I don't. Because especially since they've improved.
I would say I like Brie a little bit better than Nikki just because Brie has, and this is to say that Nikki hasn't, but Brie has really striven to make herself better. Like, you can see that she has really, 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 really pushed herself to improve and become a very serious in-ring competitor. And Nikki has as well, but I don't think Nikki has done it with the same level of dedication as Brie. I think it's when Nikki got the title, that's when Nikki kind of got serious.
Yeah.
That's kind of the impression I get. Brie got serious a while ago, but they've both made the effort, and they've both improved. And I have to congratulate them for that, and I have to applaud them for that. Because they could have skated by.
Oh, yeah.
They really could have. But it's like, no, you know what? We're not going to do that. Mainly because of all the competition that's coming up. If you want to stay on top, you have to be the best.
Right. And for anyone who's doubting the legitimacy of Nikki Bella's neck injury, go watch this past week's edition of Total Divas. Yeah. You find out a lot about her neck injury. By the way, you can listen to The Rag Extra Total Divas, now available at RagRadioShow.com.
Shameless plugs.
Yep.
But yeah, so, and Brie's been there, I think in total 8-9 years, not counting the 8-month gap when they were gone. They've been there a long time. They've been on top for a lot of it. She's made it very, very clear she wants to go home. She wants to pop out 20 kids. And now her husband is home. So, presumably, that's where she wants to go. Her sister isn't there, her sister is injured, her sister needs her help. It doesn't do anybody any good if she's on the road, except WWE. But that's not where she wants to be anymore, that's not where her heart is. So, she wants to wrap up, and she wants to say farewell, which, I'm a little disappointed, you know, but I can't complain too much, because she had the great run last summer with Stephanie.
Yeah, that was a great run they had. She had with Stephanie. It was awesome stuff.
Fantastic. I would like to see her get one more run with the title. I don't know if that's going to happen, but she's facing Charlotte Sunday, which we'll talk about later. So we'll have to see.
We'll have to see.
Congratulations to Brie Bella, all the same.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to go start a family, so you knew this was coming. So, yeah.
Really? Really?
What?
You are such an a-hole. Such an a-hole.
I didn't say it.
If y'all saw what he put in the Skype chat, it's right along the lines with what Daniel Bryan did Monday night.
Yes, yes, yes.
She says that all the time. Not really.
You mean she faked? Anyway, never mind. Moving on. Let's talk about our new favorite segment.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
You've been like sitting there with an itchy finger waiting to play that, haven't you?
No, no, I was just getting us out of that awkwardness because, you know, why not? Because I could go down a road that we do not need to go down on this
not
show.
Not on this show.
I know, that's why the bumpers are good and new fancy graphics are good and stuff like that.
Yes, because so many people are getting injured, we now have to have an injury roundup, bumper, and graphic. But thankfully, we only have one name this week. Hallelujah.
It's Raining Men?
Yes, it's totally Raining Men. Injured men. Who happen to be the world's strongest man. Because it's coming out that in this past week, in the match with Big E on Monday Night Raw, Mark Henry injured his rib. If you actually go back and watch the match, there's a point where Big E lifts Henry up or throws Henry up, and Henry actually falls down behind Big E, and he grabs his side in pain. So you can almost see kind of what happened where he got hurt. Nobody knows whether it's broken or just...
It may be just sort of a minor injury.
Yeah, like he pulled a rib or something. Can you pull a rib? Is that possible?
You can pull a muscle and you can pull it. Yeah, you can strain it. I guess straining's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
He probably strained a rib or something. But yeah, he's going to be out of action. Probably not long. I would assume he'll probably tape it up and go. Because it's Mark Henry, and if he misses time, I don't think anyone will really realize that he's gone. That's not a shot, but it's...
Well, he's part-time now anyway. I mean, he's one of the ones close to retirement, too. I think he's actually done this year, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been saying that for a while, that he's probably done at this point, some point this year. So, yeah, he'll probably be done. There was another injury, and I'm trying to remember who it was. It was a guy in NXT got injured while working with Sami Zayn over the weekend. But off the top of my head, I can't remember his name. So, Riddick Moss. There we go. Riddick Moss. He was injured in the six-man tag team match. Possibly a concussion. No word on the exact extent of the injury. But the referee put up the X, and he was helped to the back.
Well, here's hoping he's going to get better.
And in a positive injury front, we should mention this. It was reported today that Bret Hart is on the mend. They've removed his prostate, and all signs looks like they got everything, and he should hopefully make a full recovery.
Yay!
So there's your Bret Hart update.
Yay for Bret Hart update. Yay for them getting all the cancer.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Bret. Here's hoping that he has a quick and speedy recovery that's not too uncomfortable.
What's more uncomfortable that I heard today was it's not that, you know, he's bedridden because of the injury. Because of the surgery?
Mm-hmm.
He also had wrist surgery a few weeks prior, so he can't really do anything at all at this point.
Poor guy.
Yeah, poor Bret Hart. That said, we should move on. That was our injury roundup, presented by GoWork.net. Because why not?
Because why not? So, moving on, because, you know, awkward silence, awkward pause, don't really have a good transition for this, But speaking, I guess, of WrestleMania and upcoming events, there we go, and celebrating, it was announced this week by Triple H that WWE would be doing their Cruiserweight Global Series.
Yeah, the Global Cruiserweight Series will be debuting on the WWE Network this July 13th, to be exact, 9 p.m. Eastern on the WWE Network. They're going to be spanning the globe for all new Cruiserweight talent. Some of them will be from the WWE roster, but a lot of them will be independent talent. This 32-man tournament, they'll compete, who have to be under 205 pounds, will descend upon Full Sail University in Orlando and collide over 10 weeks to earn the right to call themselves the best cruiserweight in the world. So, yeah, that I'm looking forward to it. That should be a lot of fun.
Considering the fact that they're bringing people in from the inside, that's hugely exciting. Or bringing people in from the outside, there we go. That's hugely exciting.
Yeah, so some of your favorite cruiserweight, light heavyweights from around the world will be competing to determine who the best cruiserweight is. You may see people you've seen from NXT, may see some people from Japan. You never know who will be involved, but he has William Regal out scouting talent. Everyone from around the world is going to sort of be involved in this series, and I can't wait for it. It's coming this July.
Yay.
But also coming to the WWE Network, there's a bunch of new things. Number one, I just learned about this today, episodes from from ECW on TNN, the Nashville network, have made their way onto the WWE network, which is actually kind of pretty cool. May actually start watching some of them. But no, Camp WWE, the series premiere on May 2nd, only on demand. WWE Ride Along will continue airing new episodes, including the Stone Cold podcast. Swerve Season 2 starts Monday, June 6th. You have new content on demand from Daniel Bryan's Greatest Moments to the Best of Austin McMahon, Celebrating Brock History, TLC Tag Teams, The Greatest Matches Ever, Best of WWE Network, and so much more is coming to the WWE Network, including this Sunday, right after Fastlane, Edge and Christian show that totally reeks of awesomeness.
I cannot wait for that show.
I really can't. Oh, so the best thing about the WWE conference call last week for the stockholders is Vince McMahon trying to read the Edge and Christian show that totally reeks of awesomeness, and he laughs at the very end of it. It's like, oh my god, I just had to read that. Oh my god, what the hell is this show? Oh god, it's the Edge and Christian show. I remember that. They had me try and take a selfie. Oh no. So yeah, they screw with Vince and all that fun stuff. It's the Edge and Christian show that totally reeks of awesomeness after Fastlane. I can't wait.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I don't know about anybody else. I'm excited.
I'm excited. It should be fun.
And speaking of, you know, things to be excited for and debuts and coming soons and all that fun, happy stuff, it was announced that the WWE 2K16 PC game will be coming soon.
Available March 1st, the WWE 2K16 will be available for PC for the price of $49.99. You can get it on via Steam if you would like.
For those of us that do not have gaming systems.
Yeah, WWE 2K16 for the Windows PC will make all of its popular downloadable content offerings available immediately and free of charge compared to those who have to pay for it on the actual consoles. That means PC grappling gamers will have instant access to sought-after content, including popular DLC packs featuring new superstars, moves, exclusive 2K showcase modes, and two playable versions of WWE Hall of Famer Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So, hey! Yeah.
Hey, there you go. So, it's coming soon to a PC near you.
Hey.
There you go.
All right. And coming soon to the Daytona 500, our very last story, John Cena has been announced that he will be the honorary pace car driver for the Daytona 500.
Which is this weekend, I believe? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, this Sunday, Daytona 500. Is it sprint? I don't know what is this point.
Sprint Cup.
Is it still per sprint? All right, so the Sprint Cup starts this Sunday. And the first year, no, Jeff Gordon. He's retired.
I know!
I miss the old Jeff Gordon car, the red, yellow, white, and blue, and green. And
dude, he hasn't driven that car for years.
I said I miss it. I remember back in the day, picking up NASCAR by EA Sports for the Xbox and PlayStation 2, and just, you know, the best part about playing those games, you can race and everything, but it's taking your car, going around in reverse and causing all the crashes you want. Just smashing in the cars. So much fun.
Because you're such a NASCAR fan.
Left turns!
Hey man. Don't lock it. If you look at how high those turns are, it's kind of insane.
But they don't go right. Well, they go right like 3 times a year. But beyond that, they turn left. Left turns.
Well, they can go right, depending on which way they're spinning.
See, that's why I had to do it the way I did it. Because I was always making the right turn. Right turns! Crash, boom,
fire.
Explosions. And then they would automatically put you back in the right way. It was like, no, I want to keep going this way. Because I was not in first place. So it's like, I'm going to screw up everyone else's chances. Bam!
So anyway, on that note, I say we take our first break of the evening. As Brock talks about killing people in a Daytona 500 game.
Left turns! So,
when we come back, we're going to be talking all about this week's exciting NXT. And don't miss it, because later in the show, we're going to be talking all about Sunday's Fastlane. You don't want to miss it.
Hold on. Do they take left turns on the Fastlane?
No.
Oh?
No turns.
But it's a Fastlane. Eva's waving a flag.
It's drag racing. They go straight.
All right, now I'm not going to make it go. Break.
So anyway, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Looks like we're on the floor again. Hell yeah, here we go again. there is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. To everybody listening to us over at Gerwick.net, hello! If you're just joining us, you missed our fantastic, fabulous news segment. Where were you? But, good news, because you're just in time for NXT.
NXT! NXT! NXT!
This was a fun show. For a variety of reasons, mainly the main event, but it was a fun show.
Yes it was.
So are you going to tell the peoples what happened?
I was taking a sip of water. Alright, so we have an 8-man. I don't that's my gimmick.
I'm stealing your gimmick.
Alright, Dash and Dawson, Blake and Murphy with the evil Sparkle Fairy took on Jordan Gable, Enzo and Kaz, who called everyone soft. We had an 8-man standoff at the beginning. They brawled, good guys got the advantage, heels took over for a while, Jordan got the hot tag, Kaz and Jordan ran wild. The American Alpha hit their elevated back suplex, broken up, and then Enzo for the win.
Yay! I'm excited that Enzo and Kaz won. I think that's awesome, along with the other two, but hey, you know what? I think it's great. They're on a roll.
They are on a roll, sort of.
Kind of.
We then had the girl who got knocked down by Asuka, I forget her name, and I was going to look it up, and I forgot her name. Deanna or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, she talked about, she talked about getting knocked out by Asuka, and it was a learning experience, and Dana and Emma walked up, ran her down, said, Asuka got lucky against them, and, well, she will need some luck against Asuka. I know, we're getting to it, and this is where I'm looking up her name. Deanna Purrazzo, that was her name.
Yes, where she's using... What's the song that we used for the Cameron commercial for Total Divas?
It's one of the Rack songs. Total Divas songs. So we use on the,
she's using one of the Total Divas songs as her entrance music.
Which we use...
in a commercial.
And on
because
the show.
I was sitting there listening to it at work, and I heard the song, and I was like, wait a minute, I actually know that one.
Is it this one? Hold on, this one.
Yeah. But it's when they get to the chorus. Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the one she's using.
That's how we open every Rack Extra.
So she's using our Rack Extra theme music.
Well, which we ripped off of Total Divas.
Cheap plug!
RackRadioShow.com.
But anyway, yeah, so she basically, she compliments Asuka saying that she's a great competitor, and then Emma and Dana walk up and just insult her and insult Asuka, and it's like, what are y'all gonna learn? How many times does she have to kick you in the face before you learn?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Well, she doesn't remember all the times. Anyway, so as I wrote down my notes, Asuka versus that girl, Asuka came out kicking. Knee bar got to the ropes. Girl slapped Asuka. Asuka smiles, attacks. Asuka goes for an ankle lock into a German, into an arm bar, chicken wing, then hard knockout shots and a roundhouse kick. Your winner, the amazing Asuka.
I thought this was great.
Deanna held her own.
She really did. She looked good. Asuka looked better, which that's what this is designed to do, but Deanna held her own. She put up a good fight. Can't complain about that.
I just love Asuka matches. She just drags the girl along, kicking and screaming.
Right? She's like, okay, we're going to do this thing now. Ready? No. Okay. Kicks.
Kicks. Oh, all the kicks.
All the kicks to the face, to every part of your body, until you are weeping for her to stop. And then she gives you three more.
Yeah. So, we talked about Deanna's promo. Now we talk about Eva and Nia. And they said they made a statement last week. Nia said she would have been number one contender if she was allowed in the Battle Royal, but she wasn't. She said basically Asuka needs to stay out of their way or they will be broken. I'm just gonna let you go.
Okay. Nia, proceed. Because Nia, out of everybody, has a legit shot of taking out Asuka.
Kind of.
She's got Asuka on size and strength. So it's...
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Not skill, because Nia's skill level still has yet to be established, but size and strength, she's got Asuka. Eva, honey, she will kill you, okay? Alright, just no. No, just go apologize to her and get out of her way.
Or your videographer will be taking pictures of you at the hospital.
Right? Like, oh my god. And I know this is all fictional, but it's like, she said that, and I actually had to stop what I was doing and turn and look at my screen. Because it was like, are you serious? It's like, Dana Brooke and Emma, okay, fine. They're clearly just, they don't understand how this works.
They're delusional.
They're delusional. Eva, no. Just no. She will kill you. Twice. Nia, proceed. Eva, no. Everybody else in that locker room... Except maybe Bailey? No. Bailey, you kind of have to because you have a shiny thing. But yeah, I just... It's like, oh my god, are you kidding me right now with this? It's like Eva versus Asuka. It's like, this is either going to be really good or really bad, and there's going to be no in between. You know?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm again, this is where I'm nodding my head. Yep.
It's like, do not want... Although I would be intrigued about Asuka and Nia.
It's intriguing. And after WrestleMania, Could be interesting.
Could be interesting. Could definitely be interesting. But yeah, even no. No, 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 no.
Up next, Ty Dillinger, the Perfect 10, took on the not-so-perfect 10, Alex Riley. Who? Alright, we'll talk about the match and then we'll have the discussion. Riley did moves. He gave out numbers mocking Ty Dillinger. Big right hand almost knocked him out, knocked out Ty Dillinger. He escaped, hit a perfectly executed roll-up for the win, your winner, Ty Dillinger. It wasn't much of a match, it was just there.
First of all, I want to talk about how in love Corey Graves is with Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, he is.
He's got a crush. He's just slightly in love.
Yeah, he really is slightly in love. So there's that. And then today, I came to the realization that Alex Riley is Batista. When Batista came back and is older and doesn't look like he cares as much and sort of has the whole given up look to him and all those things. Like, as you put it, all he needed was the blue shorts and, well, you know.
We can't come up with such a clever name as Blutista, but, you know, we can probably get close.
Yeah, he has the tan and, you know, his ability has sort of slipped a little bit from where it was back in the day.
You know, Alex Riley is one of those guys, his stock was on the rise, and then something happened, he pissed somebody off, and he got buried. And, you know, the dude has every right to be upset. He has every right to be angry, even, about how he got treated, because he got screwed. He got completely screwed by backstage politics. And he's just trying to make a living, he's trying to get by, and it's like, he got de-pushed so hard, he didn't show up until like 2 years later as a commentator. And even that was sporadic. And like, that's like literally somebody just killed his career.
Yeah, and someone on Twitter said, when he did his entrance, oh look, it's Triple H. Because he did have the green lights and everything like that. But, yeah. It's amazing how far he has fallen.
But that being said, okay, if your gimmick is rage and you're upset and you're angry, then why don't you show it? Because he is the calmest angry person I have ever seen in my life. Like, he just kind of walks out and he's there and he goes to the ring and he does an okay match. And then, but in his promo, he's always like, I'm so pissed, and grr, rage, argh. But it's like, you don't see any of that fire that he has in his promos, in his matches, in his performance. He's just like, yeah, okay, let's get this over with. I have to go cut an angry promo about rage here in like 10 minutes. Let's do this. Like, that's literally what it is. And I don't know if it's intentional. I don't know if it's just him trying to get by. I don't know if he just doesn't care. I don't know if it's a combination of all three. It's like, dude, do your thing. Because you're talented. We know you're talented. We know what you can do. Now do it.
And he just needs a way to stay away from the tanning bed and maybe shave.
Yes, please shave. And cut your hair. We could take him and AJ to the barber at the same time.
Get out of my head. Get out of my head. Get out of my head. I was thinking the exact same thing. One brain. We then had Finn Balor talking about the number one contenders match tonight, puts over Cruz, how he has improved. He has no prediction, but knows that they will go to Hell and Back to come for this title. But, well, Finn will be ready, because he's the NXT champion, and he has no plans on losing that belt anytime soon.
We'll see.
Corbin walked into Regal's office. He wants to be number one contender. He's still not happy. So he believes an eye for an eye, especially when it comes to stealing. A feeling Corbin is not going to be happy here soon.
Baron, I'm afraid I've got some bad news, honey.
Yeah. But we'll leave it at that. No spoilers. Up next, our main event. Samoa Joe, Sami Zayn in a number one contenders match for the NXT Championship. Match started out a little slow. They teased. They were feeling each other out. Zayn teased a dive before the break. And then, well, Joe take advantage after the break, wore down Sami. He had a nice unique sweep of the legs of Sami Zayn. Joe just sort of kept toying with Sami, hitting him, slapping him. Sami would come back with big clotheslines. Three attempts at the Blue Thunder Bomb. Got two count. Joe hit a boot, a senton for a two count. Zayn ducked the clothesline, went for the Koji Clutch. Power slam for a two count by Joe. More jabs, Zayn fights back. Enziguri by Joe in the corner, came charging in. Zayn caught him with an exploder. Went for the Huluva kick. Joe locks in the Coquina Clutch. Hole gets broken because they're in the corner. Muscle Buster escaped. Hit the Huluva kick. 1, 2, 3. Sami Zayn wins. Sami Zayn is the number one contender for the NXT Championship, right? Right?
Well, he would be, except there was a slight problem with the pin, because, well, Sami Zayn's shoulders were flat on the mat, and so were Samoa Joe's.
And Joe had his arm on the arm of Sami Zayn.
No, his leg. He had his arm tucked up under his leg to look like he was pinning him.
No. What they were calling was the arm. Because if you look back, he had his one arm on his arm, when it, on the one arm. It was slightly there, but it was there.
Okay.
That's how that's how they were calling it.
Joe looked like he had a shoulder up, basically. And so there's a controversy where the ref doesn't know how to call it because, well, Zane's on top. Zane pinned Joe, but, well, Joe, Zane's shoulders are down.
Along with Joe. So all men's shoulders were down, so there's only one call to make. A draw. Riku comes down. It's like, I need a number one contender. I need a number one contender. Who's going to be? Who's my number one contender? I can't tell you. All I can tell you is a draw, but I need a number one contender. No, I can tell you it's a draw, but I need a number one contender. So who's the number one contender? It's a draw.
And this is me sitting at work, silently going, restart the match!
But they did not restart the match.
They did not restart the match. No, instead, we close NXT with no number one contender decided for Finn Balor's title. So, will Joe and Zane meet for a second time? Will it end in a grand finale? I like how they're doing this. I like how they're telling this story.
It's slow. They got the time. They're not rushing to find out who the number one contender is. They're drawing it out.
They're getting you interested in it. And it's Joe and Zane. This was a great match. I could watch 10 more of these, honestly.
And for the
it was great.
And for the first time for them ever competing against one another in a singles match, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Which means they're only going to get better from here. Yes! Sorry, am I just a touch excited? A
little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
But I think that does it for NXT. So when we come back,
left turns?
It's here.
Left turns?
No, we're going straight.
But I want to do a left turn. Oh, fine.
We're going straight. Don't make me pull a right turn and turn this car around.
Fine.
So when we come back from break, we're going to be doing Tune of the Week, and we're going to be talking all about Sunday's upcoming Fast Lane.
Left turns.
So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be right back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were... Fandangoing, yes, let's go Cena, Cena sucks, and what's up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was this? You're great.
Great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien, of course.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Said it. Yes, yes, yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel O'Brien yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to tame the Cobra.
No, no, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No.
Ah!
No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get them all off them? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my guns?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my mind, I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
thinking something disconnected from my brain.
I ain't taking calls, so I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. Okay.
Say, I be in my zone. This, I'ma do it all alone. I don't need your help, I do it on my own. I got this, cause I be in my zone. Somebody watch this, I got this. Now everybody watch this, I got this. Now somebody watch this, I got this. Now everybody watch this.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And, well, if you're just joining us, you missed the news. You missed NXT. But you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place. And I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So I don't have a lot, mainly because I was busy this week. But Kevin Owens, somebody tweets him and says, "You are my boy's favorite. To let you know, you win this one, hashtag Royal Rumble." And it's a picture of a bunch of action figures in a WWE ring, to which Kevin responds, "Cool! Did I eliminate Kali?
By the way, Kevin Owens was amazing on commentary on SmackDown.
I need more Kevin Owens on commentary. When he retires, that needs to be his new job. It seriously needs to be his new job. It's amazing. And speaking of commentary, somebody asked him, are you a face or a heel? And he replied, I have both.
Kevin. What are we going to do with you, Kevin?
Let him continue on. Can I just say I love that they let him be his amazing unfiltered... Like, I love that.
His amazing unfiltered self on Twitter?
Yes.
Is that what you were trying to spit out?
Yes. Before I hiccup. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Going through my Twitter, it's like, oh, wait, I meant to show this to someone. Because I favorite pictures. I was like, oh, I meant to send this to someone. Oops. Remind me Saturday to show people things. Okay? She's like, oh, okay. Anyway, so someone tweets Matt Hardy. Screw Matt Hardy brand. Matt Hardy replies, please keep your sick sexual fantasies to yourself, perverted internet deviant. I am a happily married man.
Everybody make Matt Hardy uncomfortable. Tweet him sexual favors.
Ziggler tweeted, we ho hotels are all booked. Guess I'll sleep in the dumpster behind the rainbow. You screwed me again. Hashtag Valentine's Day. Big E replied, I'm sure you'll find some insecure woman's marriage bed to defile. What apparently got me followed on Twitter. Richard Lewis tweeted, years ago on Valentine's Day, my ex bought me a chocolate heart that needed a triple pie pass. Then I got followed on Twitter by Richard Lewis. Okay, three-man booth. Dress like it's the Grammys. Fight like it's the Source Awards. Hashtag Raw. Hashtag Fatal 5-Way. Three-man booth. If your man waited until February 15th to take you out, he's either A, cheap, B, cheating on you, or C, R-Truth. Hashtag Raw. Kyle Lewis, keep 5-star. Tonight, you all have a choice. Awaken from your slumber, change the channel, or beg for mercy. Watch show Strowman on Raw. Said Luke Harper.
Oh, dear. Wait, Luke actually took to his Twitter?
No. That's keeping 5-star making quote.
Ah,
based
okay.
on the match. My followers will walk... Keeping 5-star. My followers will walk with me inside the fire of the apocalypse. Retweet if you agree. Said Bray Wyatt on Raw.
Bray, you pandering whore.
Follow Bray Wyatt on Twitter, by the way. So you can be one of us. One of us. One of us. Keep 5-star. The worst part about this is someone's first Raw. Big Show versus Braun Strowman is their main event. Three-man booth. Kane's coming up through the ring. Kick him, Bray Wyatt said. The most logical man in WWE.
Right?
Hashtag Raw.
Can we still, like, just love the fact that in WWE canon, hell is under the ring?
Yes. Next to Hornswoggle's house.
Well, the burned out remains of Hornswoggle's house.
Yes.
And the kendo sticks.
Three-man booth. Kane, the Ryback, and the Big Show, the Buffet Busters. Accurate.
Not even gonna argue with that.
Sasha Banks, some guy just asked me if I was Becky Lynch. How the hell do you make you mistake me for Becky? I'm black. Well, someone pointed out that she had really red hair one day. That's how.
So okay, if the hair is red, which she did used to have, I can understand it.
Yeah. All right. Sasha Banks tweets out, get the brand new boss tee at WWE shop. Bailey replied, hi, I was wondering, can I have, forget it. Crying emoji. Embarrassed emoji. Sasha replied, oh, that's what I thought, wink. I love them on Twitter.
Will they just get married? Can they just get married? Can that be a thing?
Them get married, Bailey and Finn get married. You know.
We just need a poly couple with Bailey, Finn, and Sasha Banks.
And Becky will be the adorable best friend.
And Becky is the adorable roommate.
The adorable roommate, yeah. There you go. Someone tweets Kevin Owens. Watching Hulu and saw your win for myself. Nice win, Kevin Owens replied. Careful with the spoilers. Three-man booth. Uh-oh, Rosa called Alicia Fox instead of Foxy. She is being rude. Hashtag total divas. Three-man booth. My cat's better than yours. Paige and Natty's new feud. Hashtag total divas.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. So, keep it 5-star. Somewhere AJ Lee was holding a voodoo doll poking at Nikki's neck. Hoping for her not to break the record. Hashtag total divas. Maybe.
Nah.
Did you see those needles? I mean, she could
have. Dude, I watched you can hear my reaction to Nikki getting stabbed with needles on the Rack Extra Total Divas at rackradioshow.com.
Ding. Got her to plug it. Keep it 5-star. Rose on Total Divas. I just feel like no one cares or listens to me or keeps going. Mandy, I just got here. You're Emma, right? Keep it five star. Bring on Total Divas. That's a moment Nikki will share with her kids. Well, not her kids, but my kids. Keep it five star. Mandy is killing it at her Total Divas job interview. Cameron failed with flying colors.
Cameron.
WWE Creative-ish. Big Show says he can't fall asleep on planes. Might we suggest watching some Big Show matches? Hashtag travel woes.
Ouch.
And finally, the best tweet of the week. Philadelphia Police. We are hiring at Kanye West. Starting salary of $47,920. You could be debt-free by the year 3122.
Damn, that's cold.
That was tweet of the week.
Jeez. Yeesh.
God, I love when cops have a sense of humor on Twitter. Whoever runs cop accounts on Twitter, sometimes they get it.
Yeah, they do.
They get it. But now, I think that brings us to Fastlane, doesn't it?
I think it does.
All right, let's navigate, shall we? All right, we go to WWE.com. We go to shows. Oh, they moved it up top now. All right, premiere shows. There's Fastlane. Now we get the match. We get the matches button. Okay, we have a thing. Sweet. Okay. Navigating www.com. It's brand new. In case you've been living on a rock all day. www.com is new. It needs some work.
It needs love. Not quite there yet.
It needs less content.
Needs to not kill my internet.
Yeah. So, by the way, if you would like to be part of WTR Pick'em, you can go to the Facebook group tomorrow, because post will be there since they've announced all the matches. Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadio Network. Or the other Facebook pages, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network, or Facebook.com/RockRadioShow. Or tweet us at WildTalkRadio, or at RockRadioShow with your picks. You can do the email system, but who does emails these days? We'll stick it to the social medias. And we start off with the kickoff show. And it's been announced the kickoff show will feature the 2 out of 3 falls match for the United States Championship. Kalisto taking on Alberto Del Rio. So, we've seen these two men battle a few times lately.
Mm-hmm.
They've traded the championship back and forth, and now they will settle their score at Fastlane in a 2 out of 3 falls match. And when I went and they said 2 out of 3 falls, I was like, but there's another match that could be 2 out of 3 falls, and it shouldn't be this one. Just because I'd rather see a 2 out of 3 falls match with another show match, AJ Styles and Chris Jericho, which we'll talk about here in a bit. But instead we get this one as 2 out of 3 falls, and it's on the pre-show, which makes you question, how much time are they going to actually give for 2 out of 3 falls? Are they going to actually give them 20 minutes, or are they going to get 10 minutes to do 3 falls?
I hope not.
I hope they actually give them some time, because honestly, they could have a really decent match. That said, they've been trading the title back and forth a lot, and it's like, do they keep the belt on Kalisto? And part of me goes, yeah, they should. But then, like, would WWE actually let Kalisto be the United States champion heading into WrestleMania? Especially now that his partner Sin Cara is back, and since Sin Cara has been back, Kalisto's been losing. I question it, you know?
Who's he going up against again?
It's Del Rio and Kalisto.
I say...
It's tough. Because you want to believe that WWE will keep the championship on him, because since the belt has become a hot potato as lead, you know?
Is Del Rio healthy again?
Del Rio is healthy, yes.
I would say they probably put it back on Del Rio.
But why?
Because you can.
But I...
You're not doing anything else with Del Rio. You and... I don't know.
See,
I just say
that,
it goes... Because it's Mania.
Exactly.
Like, that's the thing, is you're going to put it on a more credible guy for Mania. And, you know, they're supposed to be having this heated feud, even though they've kind of backed off of it a little bit, for Kalisto and Del Rio. Excuse me. So it's like, it makes sense that, you know, you have hot potato the belt again, because Kalisto won it right after Rumble, right?
At the Rumble,
okay. So he's had it for a month.
Yes.
He's faced Del Rio previously, and he has successfully... defeated Del Rio. Given that Del Rio is the Mexican version of Ted DiBiase, I'm sure he could find a way to get that title back, which makes it a little bit more interesting, because then Kalisto gets his rematch, which you can do, wait for it,
no,
WrestleMania.
No. Bad Lindsay. That's a bad Lindsay. very bad, Lindsay. You should be ashamed of yourself saying that we're going to see more of this. No.
We're going to see more of this.
It's bad, Lindsay. All right.
Just accept it.
No. No, I will not accept it. No. No. I'm picking Kalisto. Take that.
Going with ADR.
Well, the Magic 8-Ball says Del Rio will not win.
8-Ball, we had such a good relationship last pay-per-view.
So there you go. So that's on the pre-show. That's the kickoff, rather. We have Intercontinental Championship match. Kevin Owens, Dolph Ziggler. Ziggler's won the last couple matches. Kevin Owens just won the title in the Fatal 5-Way. KO Mania is 40-something days away. I do not see Kevin Owens losing this belt at Fastlane because he just got the belt. And do we really want to see another Intercontinental Championship reign for Dolph Ziggler?
Not really. I'm going Owens.
You're going Owens. I'm going Owens. The 8-Ball is going with Ziggles. The 8-Ball says, most likely for the win. I just can't see Kevin Owens losing the belt. It'll take away credibility, and it's like, okay, it's cool. Yay, Dolph Ziggler will win the belt, but it's like, yay. I know it's in his home. Chase, where is it? Sunday? Cleveland? Think it's in Cleveland? Chase will tell me. Because he's going, in case people aren't aware. Yeah, so Ziggler will lose in his hometown. Kevin Owens can mock him for that. Kevin Owens retains the Intercontinental Championship. Let's see, where should we go next? Oh yeah, we'll go here. It is a tag team showdown. In one corner, you have Naomi and Tamina, and in the other, Becky Lynch and the boss, Sasha Banks. There is no way, no way in hell that I see Tamina and Naomi winning this one.
As much as it pains me to say I agree. Sasha's probably going for Charlotte's title. Becky may be thrown in that mix as well. It doesn't make sense to have them lose right before WrestleMania.
No, they should. These girls should not be the ones to take the left turn away from the road to WrestleMania. They need to go straight. Yes, I went there. Shut up.
Really?
I did.
Really?
I'm going to work it into the thing.
God, you are the reason we cannot have nice things.
This week, yes. Other weeks, it's you, but this week, it's definitely me. I'm on a left turn mood. Anyway, no, the whole idea is to make Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks look strong since they're going after the Divas Championship probably at WrestleMania. So it's like, yes, Tamina and Naomi, they're stepping stones at this point, but they'll have a good match. And the boss comes out with the victory for her team.
The thing is you can go back to Sasha and Naomi and Tamina after Mania if Sasha wins the title, and Naomi and or Tamina can be her first feud after Charlotte.
Yeah.
And we get because a Sasha-Naomi feud would be epic.
I agree. 8-Ball says you may rely on Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch winning this Sunday.
Damn right.
So yeah, I just can't see them losing. I really can't. But it's WWE booking, and they like to screw around. But it's easy for Becky Lynch and Sasha. They gotta win this one. And then they can beat the hell out of each other. They're not friends, as I said this back then. We're not friends. We'll be partners, and they hate to lose. And they're going to do some last kicking that you can bank on this Sunday.
Oh, Becky, bless your puns.
No, she said last kicking, and Sasha chimed in with bank on it.
Oh, Sasha, your puns.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of women, Divas Championship is on the line, Charlotte and Brie Bella. Now, there's a lot of speculation that Brie Bella could come out on top and win this match. And, you know, do the Daniel Bryan moment heading into WrestleMania. It could be a thing. Brie Bella could walk out of here as the Divas Champion for one final title reign. And while that would be an amazing, amazing story, you do not take this belt off of Charlotte. There's not a chance in hell you should take it off of Charlotte right now since you're heading into WrestleMania. And the whole point of this Divas Revolution was to spice things up. And basically put the Bellas on the back burner, and now that the belt's off of Nikki, and now she's gone, Brie is on her way out. There's no way Charlotte should lose, but they could have that moment of like, we could give Brie this one win, and then on the road to WrestleMania she loses. But I don't think that's the right thing to do. What do you think?
I agree. I think for me, as nice as it would be to see Brie get one last title reign, it's unfortunate timing for her because this is all happening during WrestleMania season, and at this point the plans are set. I don't think Brie is factored into the title picture for Mania.
No, she's not.
She may have a match on the card, but she's not factored into the title picture, and you can always give it to her later, depending on when she's leaving, because that's the great unknown is if Brie is leaving right after WrestleMania, then you're going to kill a lot of momentum to take the belt off Charlotte and put it on Brie, only to have Brie retire at Mania or after Mania, because everybody knows Brie's on her way out at this point. They've made it very public. So anything they do concerning Brie and putting the title on her is not going to carry a lot of weight.
And the one
because
thing
it's temporary, and then what are they going to do?
Right. And the one thing I like WWE right now, they're not taking the left turns. They're keeping the straight and narrow path lately and not diverting from the way they want to go, especially with the stories. While there's a lot of things up in the air, they have a goal in mind. And what they want to do is make Charlotte the champion heading into WrestleMania. If this was June and July and Brie was on a hot streak and was retiring, yes, 1,000 times yes, you give her the belt. Because then the champion can always win it back. This is WrestleMania. Everyone wants to see Charlotte and Sasha and Becky in some sort of manner at WrestleMania. You want to see it. There's even talk of doing two Divas matches at WrestleMania, which is awesome.
I'm in for that.
But it's like, for Brie, it's a good story any other point in the year. But this year they're putting emphasis on the women, and you gotta tell the story that you're already building. You started it at the Rumble. You can continue it going into WrestleMania. It sucks for Brie, but that's the position she's in. And right now, since she's on the way out, her job is to put over the future.
I would agree with that. I mean, I think for me, I don't feel that Sasha and Charlotte and Becky should get derailed because of Brie's situation. I don't think that's exactly fair to them. You know, they've been working hard to get where they are, and it shouldn't get pushed aside because, oh, hey, look, Brie Bell's retiring and we want to put the title on her one more time. And that's if they even want to do that, if they feel she's worthy of that level of a send-off, which I'm sure they feel that for her. But they're not going to be willing, I think, to derail their plans to that degree to give her that send-off.
I agree.
Honestly, I see Brie doing her last match and then kind of saying a tearful goodbye, and then she fades off into the sunset. You know, she goes with some fanfare, but not a lot, because typically they don't give the divas big send-offs.
Unless you're Trish. Or Lita.
I think Trish was the only one to ever retire with the title.
Yes.
She's the only diva to ever do that. And honestly, between Nikki and Brie, if they're going to have somebody retire with the title, it will be Nikki. That's what I feel in my heart. Because at this point, Nikki is the longest reigning Divas champion. She's becoming really the brand diva, where she's the face of the brand for the women's division on the main roster. She's getting very much up there in the upper echelon, whereas Brie is a little bit further down.
Yeah, and one other thing about Brie. Go back, and if anyone can, go to www.com and find it, or it's probably on their YouTube channel. It's probably easier to find it that way. She did an interview with Michael Cole last week. Go watch it. And it really sells you on Brie as a person, what she's fighting for. She's fighting for her sister, she's fighting for her husband, both who can no longer do it right now, especially her husband. She gets really, you can see the story unfolding. They told a little bit on Raw, but you get more of it on that thing.
I want to see her fight for herself, though. You know, it's like, I want to see her do it. It's like, yeah, you're doing it for Daniel and you're doing it for Nikki, and that's awesome. But I want to see you do it for you, because you want it. And it's like, yeah, I have all this crap going on in my life, but this is important to me, and I'm going to do my thing. And somebody needs to take you down, and guess what? That's going to be me.
Right. The Magic Eight Ball, says no for Charlotte retaining. So up next. Alright. In one corner, you have Kofi Kingston, Big E Langston, and Xavier Woods. And in the other, you have Edge and Christian on the Cutting Edge Peep Show.
This is going to be hilarity times 100.
Now, this should be fun. Now, a couple things. I'm here are two long shots. This A turns into a match where the New Day have to defend the titles, and their opponents will either be A, Goldust and R-Truth.
No.
Or the idea I want to see happen, we debut a new tag team on the main roster, and they will be the challengers at WrestleMania.
And so in Cass?
She just steals my thunder. I was kidding to that, but she just... One brain. Like, legit, the word Enzo was about to come out of my mouth. And she just... She steals my thunder.
You know what? Honestly, I can see the New Day being out there, and they're pontificating, and they're proclaiming themselves to be the greatest ever, and blah, 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 and then you hear that music hit, and out come Cass and Enzo, and possibly Carmella. Hey? It is rumored that they are on their way up. So could they be on their way up? Please, God. Please.
I would like New Day versus Enzo and Cass. It's something different going into WrestleMania because we've seen that New Day defend against every other team. And it is going to not be the double, should not be the double motion, should not be the Usos. Make it a new team and give them a feud leading into WrestleMania. It's something different. People like Enzo and Cass. Let it happen.
You need a face team to go for it. And at this point, you don't really have one that's available or ready to do it, because it's like we've seen New Day and Usos 1,000 times. We've seen New Day and Dudleys. Dudleys are now heel. They're not putting the Wyatt family in the tag division.
We've seen the Lucha Dragons.
We've seen the Lucha Dragons, and you have Kalisto, who's U.S. champion anyway.
Right. Well, according to you, he won't be at this point.
Yeah. But still, it's... And he's not going to wrestle twice on the same show. So, it's...
Mix it up. Put a new team in there. Do something fresh. Do something different. Get a new team in there. And, you know, instead of doing it the night after WrestleMania surprise, do it at the pay-per-view. Why not?
Bring up a face tag team from NXT to spice it up. I like this plan. I think it's a good plan.
Okay. So now we move back to the matches. The matches. By the way, you're listening to Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Rack Radio Show. Well, at Wild Talk Radio, at Lynn's Word, as we're continuing our Fastlane preview, including the 6-man tag team showdown. The Ryback, the Big Show, and the Kane taking on Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, and the Brawny, the Strowman, the Wyatt family, with Bray Wyatt in their corner.
I say Wyatt family loses.
Huh? Explain yourself.
They're going to want to have the feel-good moment, and they've been booking the Wyatts extremely strong. But given what I think is going to happen in the title match later in the show, I feel like the Wyatt family's going to lose.
There's no way the Wyatt family should lose.
I'm not saying they should. I just feel like that's what's going to happen, is the Wyatt family are going to lose.
No, they should not lose. If you go WWE logic, the babyfaces got their revenge on Monday, which means the heels get their revenge at the pay-per-view. My pick's the Wyatt family. Because the Wyatt family needs to look strong going into WrestleMania, because God knows it only helps if the Wyatt family wins matches against the old big guys, Kane and Big Show.
I know. I'm picking the Wyatt family, but I have a gut feeling that they're going to lose.
Did you just flip-flop?
Yes. It's my show. I can do that.
Okay.
No, I can't pick against Boo Boo. I can't pick against my boys.
I know, I know. That's why I was like, wait, you're picking who? What?
But I feel like they're going to lose. Because it's Big Show. And it's like, okay, it's Kane. They'll beat Kane. Okay, it's Ryback. Yeah, they'll beat Ryback. But it's Big Show. It's freaking Big Show. And they love to push Big Show. And at this point, it's really unknown which Wyatt is getting what in terms of WrestleMania. Who's Bray getting? Are the kids going to be in any kind of match? Nobody really knows yet. So it's anybody's guess whether they're going to continue to book them strong or if they're going to do what they always do and back off them.
Braun and the Strowman pins Kane in this one. Just called a hunch. Ask the Magic 8-Ball, will the Wyatt family lose on Sunday? Most likely.
See?
Well, you say they won't lose now.
I'm picking them to win, but I have a feeling in my gut.
I know.
That they're going to lose.
I was trying to get you on the record to actually say the Wyatt family will lose.
I said it earlier.
No, but actually make the pick. That's what I meant.
No.
I know. But hey, we'll talk more about Brian here in a second. But first, the phenomenal AJ Styles takes on Chris Jericho in AJ versus, or Styles versus Jericho 3. Give them 20 minutes. Let them go. It's going to be awesome.
This should be something to see. This is the blow-off, which means they're gonna hopefully amp it up and just absolutely tear the house down. I have high hopes for this match. They figured each other out. They know how each other work. So they should be able to put on one hell of a show.
You know what's weird?
Hmm.
the graphic for our show tonight, for the promotion, I put AJ Styles in the graphic promoting a WWE pay-per-view.
Oh, this is still completely weird. I don't know if I'm ever going to be fully used to seeing AJ in WWE. Just because it's like you're used to seeing him for TNA, and you're used to seeing him for every other company except for WWE, and now he's there, and it's like, yeah, this is weird.
That moment when AJ Styles faces Samoa Joe on Monday Night Raw will be like, what?
They need to do that in Orlando.
I don't think they'll be in Florida at that point, but yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, this is going to be good. They figured each other out. They've had some time. AJ's gotten more comfortable in WWE. AJ will finally hit the Styles Clash on Jericho. AJ Styles will beat Chris Jericho.
Yeah, AJ wins.
Magic 8-Ball says, very doubtful that AJ Styles wins.
Damn it, 8-Ball.
Either the 8-Ball will be extremely right, or we will be extremely wrong.
Generally, the 8-Ball's right.
Sometimes. We beat the 8-Ball last time.
True, we did.
Now we get to our main event. Number one contendership to find out who will stop the Triple H movement at WrestleMania, aka the WWE Championship, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose. This is going to be a hell of a match.
This is going to be a hell of a match. I expect Brock to get taken out relatively early in this match, probably maybe a third to halfway through.
Okay.
By the Wyatt family. They interfere, take Brock out, drag him to the back, whatever they're going to do to him, which is why I feel like they're going to lose, is they'll get their momentum back when they kill Brock Lesnar. But they're going to win their match, and they're going to kill Brock Lesnar. It's going to be awesome. But this is going to come down to Dean and Roman, because this is the match. Dean and Roman is what everybody wants to see. And you're going to get the combinations of Dean and Brock, which is another one that everybody wants to see, but it's like everybody really wants Ambrose right now. And you want to see that turn between Dean and Roman, where somebody, where they put all this camaraderie and buddy-buddy friendship and, hey, we're brothers aside, and it's whose ambition is stronger and who wants this more. Dean Ambrose has already proven he wants this. He wants it so bad he can taste it. He's willing to stab his own best friend in the back to get it.
Yeah, he is.
And tonight on SmackDown, well, Roman got a little retribution on Dean.
He did. He did.
What's the question?
What if Dean Ambrose wins?
The internet will explode.
Like, I know everyone's saying, oh, there's no chance in hell Dean Ambrose wins. I don't think Dean Ambrose is going to win. But what if Dean Ambrose wins? He would be the hot babyface going into WrestleMania. He would be the guy people will actually cheer instead of Roman Reigns.
The thing with this is there's a swerve coming. Somewhere, some way, there is a swerve coming, because they've been booking Dean incredibly strong, and they have not been doing the same for Roman, which doesn't make sense because Roman is the golden boy right now. So it's like, okay, you're booking one strong, you're having the other one just kind of sort of hang in the background. There's something weird about this.
Roman Reigns feels like he has no momentum, and he's a two-time former champion in the last 6 months. He feels like he has no momentum growing right now.
Which makes you kind of wonder what's going on. I think, honestly, there's a red herring in Dean Ambrose. I think they're booking him incredibly strong to basically have it be a surprise when Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar pulls it out. But if Dean won, oh my God, that would be incredible. I would be so in for that.
Because I want to see him as champion at some point. I want him to get that momentum. I want him to be the man, but I don't think it's this Sunday.
The thing with Dean is, it's like you already have the natural underdog story, because you've had Dean walk out there every week, and he's not afraid of Brock Lesnar. He's proven he's not. He's willing to take the licks and keep on ticking. And, you know, to go up against Hunter and go up against the Authority, you could tell the Daniel Bryan story 2.0 with Dean, and it's completely organic. But I don't think they want to do that. I think they want it to be Roman.
They do want it to be Roman. Anyone but you, Roman. Anyone but you. But it will be Roman Reigns. That's the path. Again, like I talked about with the Divas match, you don't take the left turn. Dean Ambrose would be the left turn. Roman Reigns is the straight path to the finish line. That's where you go. Again, we've said this before, and we'll say it again. Until Roman Reigns gets made, no one else gets made. So Roman Reigns, the start of making Roman Reigns, starts this Sunday, Fastlane. Alright, before we make the official pick, I gotta put this point out there before I forget it. And I'll make it again, because I'll remember it. But with WrestleMania looming, and Roman Reigns going to become the eventual WWE champion, will his big win at WrestleMania be something we remember, or will it be just another title win because this will be his third win in 6 months? It loses something. That's why Dean Ambrose winning for the first time on the big stage of WrestleMania would be the bigger moment. That said, Roman Reigns wins.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I think they're throwing everything they have at Roman to get Roman over, to get people to stop booing him, and it's something that if they can't make him with Hunter and Vince and Stephanie, then they're not going to be able to make him. I mean, that's just kind of how this is. They are throwing everything they have at this, and even though they're booking Dean Strong, Roman's going to win because there's a swerve somewhere. It's a distraction or something to get people to Mania. But if Dean wins, that's awesome. I would love to see Hunter versus Dean at Mania. I think that would be spectacular. But that being said, it's going to be Hunter and Dean. Hunter and Roman.
So I asked the Magic 8-Ball, who will be the number one contender? I said Roman Reigns. I said no. I asked for Dean Ambrose. Hazy, no. Brock Lesnar. Outlook good. Magic 8-Ball has Brock Lesnar becoming the number one contender. She was correct by saying that the Wyatt family will take out Brock Lesnar. I think it's later in the match, not halfway through, but I think very late in the match. Bray Wyatt and the kids show up and destroy Brock Lesnar. This is the first real match where you don't believe Brock Lesnar has a chance of winning, which is weird.
I think Brock has a chance of winning, but I think there are some monsters lurking in the shadows that are waiting to take him out, and we all know that.
Oh, I know. That's the thing. So it's like, usually in a Brock Lesnar match, it's he's going to win. He's always going to win. This one's like, he has no real shot at winning. It's just weird, you know?
And it doesn't hurt him to get him taken out of the match.
No, it doesn't. No, because you have to get him out. You can't have Brock Lesnar take the pin. Dean Ambrose will take the pin. That's why he's there.
But what will be interesting is Brock versus Bray, but we'll get into that when that match happens. But I think we're done.
Those are our official Fastlane picks. You can join in the find at facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork tomorrow, or the variety of Facebook pages that I'll mention when I do some plugs. Right?
Right. Plug away.
The Rock Extra, Total Divas, Season 5, Episode 5, now available. Episode 6 will be available next week at Rock Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com, respectively. This Saturday night, it will be Episode 422 of CB Radio. You can go back and listen to last week's episode where we talked hockey with Tim Stein. And sex toys and other things. Tim wasn't there for that. But CB Radio, it's weird, it's wacky, it's unusual. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
Is he going for a personal best this year?
I think he is.
Jesus.
So, CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, recapping everything that goes down at WWE Fastlane, at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter. Keep up with the great debate, the all-time greatest, rather, at WrestleTalkRadio.com. Monday, we'll be back for the Raw post-show. Because of the server issues, we were not on the air on Monday. Well, we are this Monday, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Recapping all the fallout from Fastlane, the night after Fastlane, and all that fun stuff, including who wins the Vincent J. McMahon Award, which I say will probably be Triple H. Unless it's
Stephanie.
Or John Cena. Who knows? We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're recapping NXT and Fastlane right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at Rec Radio Show on Facebook and Twitter. RecRadioShow.com is the website. YouTube.com/RecRadioShow. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Get us on iTunes. Search out Rec Radio Show or Wild Talk Radio Network. Tune in and Stitcher, search Wild Talk Radio Network, and hopefully Tune In Radio will be available this weekend if we can get everything working. Thank you for everyone who's bared with us over the last couple days while we've moved servers and everything, so thank you very much for all that. Everything should be back up and running now, so there you go.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, pwmania.com, tnaasylum.net, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, youtube.com/mbg1211, and the very fine folks over at gerwick.net. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we will be back next week with our Fastlane review, news, notes, and all your favorites, so you don't want to miss it. But till then, You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We'll see you later. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.